It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know, Teresa, if everything goes well with the Awkward Tuesday phone call today, I can see it now in your future. Multi-million dollar movie deal. That's right. Coming this summer, he's a high-powered soft drink executive. She's a drunken floozy with an attitude.
Oh, come on, guys.
Society said they couldn't work, but after one night in Vegas, their worlds got turned upside down.
Rocky.
It's the new kooky romantic comedy that will knock your socks off and then put them back on. Starring Katherine Heigl as Teresa and Josh Duhamel as the guy who got his rocks off and then split town.
Oh, my God. No.
Coming this summer to a theater near you. It's called One Drunken Night in Vegas. Sure to be a box office hit, Teresa.
Oh, man, Teresa. So
I cannot wait to see your story up on the big screen.
I can be Katherine Heigl. I'm fine with that.
If you're just tuning in for today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, Teresa is on the phone. 2 years ago, she met a dude in Vegas. They had a one-night thing and then went their separate ways. She was thinking about him ever since. And how long after you met him did you send this letter, Teresa?
Like a week or two.
Okay, so like a week or two after she got back from Vegas, she sent a letter to his company. She only knew his first name, saying that she wanted to see him again and everything else. 2 years later, he finally responded via email and said, here's my number, call me. So she's about to call him right now and reconnect.
Oh, Teresa.
In your Awkward Tuesday phone call. Any thought on what you're going to say to him?
Just, hey, how are you doing? I guess it'll bring up some memories. I mean, he told me this really corny joke that made me laugh. So okay.
I'm saying, I think you try to fill it out first. Like, hey, how you doing is cool, but try to figure out if he's in a relationship or married, because a lot can happen in 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll feel him out. We'll see.
Okay.
You've thought about this conversation, obviously, for 2 years. Do you want to go down the feelings road at all about how you've thought about him, or are you going to stay away from that?
I guess we'll see what he reciprocates with.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awkward enough already, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to dial the phone number, let you do your thing, all right?
Okay.
Do you want the movie trailer music behind you while you do it?
No, that's okay.
Okay. It could help. All right. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Brandon?
This is? Who is this?
It's me, Teresa.
Teresa.
Oh. From Vegas. I got your email.
Yeah, hey. How are you?
How are you?
I'm well. Yeah, I didn't know if you were going to call me or not.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of nervous, so that's why I took longer than, you know, I would normally take before calling somebody. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I can't believe that you finally got my letter.
Yeah, it was crazy when that came across my desk. It seemed like you sent it a really long time ago.
Yeah, like, was the mail person, like, off or, like, lost or something, or?
Well, it didn't have a last name, so trying to track down one Brandon in the company.
Yeah, maybe went through every single Brandon in your building and then finally went to you.
Yeah, I'm glad it did, though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you been to Vegas lately since then? Or?
No, I haven't. That was the last time I went. But that was a really good time.
Yeah. Do you remember that, I mean, we were both drunk, but do you remember that stupid joke you told me?
I have no clue. What was it?
No, it's like I have this little nephew, and I tell it to him all the time, and he laughs so hard, and it makes me think of you. You told me that joke. It goes, why was Tigger looking in the toilet? Because he was looking for poo. do you remember?
No, I don't. I don't remember that. I remember some other things, but I don't remember that joke. I remember the hot tub.
Yes, so do I.
Yeah. And the shower.
Anyway, This is so crazy. Like, I can't believe, like, after all this time, I'm finally talking to you.
I know. You know? I know.
So.
It's really crazy.
I want to know, like, if you're interested, like, do you want to reconnect or meet up at some point?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's just one thing that I should probably let you know.
Okay.
So I'm actually married.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I mean.
Oh.
Yeah. Like it's
okay.
You know, that's,
okay. I mean, but, you know, what else? I mean, it's been 2 years, you know? It's like I can't have expected you to, like, stay single just for me, you know?
Yeah.
we could just be friends then, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's cool. When did that happen?
Well, I've been married for about, it's coming up 7 years.
7 years? We hooked up 2 years ago.
Yeah, but, you know, it was Vegas, so.
Does your wife share the same feelings about that? Like, if she went to Vegas and hooked up with some guy, one night stand, you'd be okay with that because it's Vegas?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not something
really?
You really talk about. You know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Yeah.
Let's hope so for your sake. Holy crap.
Oh, my gosh.
What was that?
Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Who? Hello?
How's it going?
Okay, who is this?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, we're a morning radio show.
What?
Yeah, we're a morning radio show, and Teresa wanted to call you today to reconnect on our show.
We're on the radio?
Yes, sir.
Hey, dude, I didn't know you were married, so that's on you.
Why the f*** would you call me on the radio?
Why the f*** did you f*** me in Vegas when you were married?
that's a
very good
question.
It's a very good question,
yeah.
Brandon.
Yeah, all right. Ridiculous. You guys have a good day.
Wait, hold on. Don't you feel like you should explain yourself a little bit?
You know, I don't need to explain to you guys. This never happened.
No, pretty sure it happened, Brandon.
Yep.
I think Brandon's gone.
Yeah. Kind of expected that to happen.
Teresa, I think that worked out well for you.
Oh my God, Teresa, are you freaking out that you slept with a married man in Vegas?
I didn't know that he was married at the time, so...
Yeah, so in your mind, you slept with a single guy in Vegas. You're fine. You're in the clear.
Right.
You're not an adulterer. You're not an adulterer, okay?
Right.
That is so sleazy. I'm sure he probably wasn't wearing his ring either, and...
No, definitely not.
How are you feeling right now after that?
Well, kind of shocked, but kind of not. He seemed like... such a nice guy. We had such a great time.
Well, hey, you know? Of course he's going to be somebody who you think is attractive. I mean, the guy's married. Women obviously like him.
I mean, he wasn't wearing a ring. I didn't know he was married. He told me that stupid joke, which now my nephew is going to tell me all the time, and every time he says it, I'm going to be reminded of this guy.
You're going to be reminded.
Guy you did.
You're like, stop saying that joke.
Or every time I watch Winnie the Pooh, you know.
Do you want to do anything else with this, or are you just going to drop it at this point? Like,
I'm not going to waste my time anymore. I already invested, like, 2 years of my part of my brain for this guy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to go.
I was hoping that you would want to do, like, maybe an Awkward Tuesday phone call with his wife to let her know.
No, I don't want to get involved in any more drama. No way.
That's a smart decision.
Will you do it for your major Hollywood movie that's coming out? She was a drunken floozy in Vegas. He was a married, high-powered soft drink executive. They had one night of passion, and that's where everything went wrong. She accidentally exposes his dark secret on the radio. And now he's driving towards her house on a mission to silence the woman who could tear his life apart. This summer, it's the sequel to One Drunken Night in Vegas, One Grave in Reno. Coming soon.